Hey, I'm Ike Barinholtz. On my new show, Funny You Ask, trivia starts the conversation, and then things immediately go off the rails. I ask a question. My guests think they know the answer. Sometimes they do. More often, they do not. And then the conversation takes a turn. One trivia question turns into stories about career highs, painful bombs, and behind-the-scenes moments that probably should have remained private. You'll hear confidence, misplaced confidence, bold guesses, wrong answers, quick laughs, and the slow realization that maybe this was a bad idea to say out loud. If you like smart comedy, sharp conversations, and trivia that exists purely to melt people's brains, this is Funny You Ask with me, Ike Barinholtz. Follow Funny You Ask with Ike Barinholtz on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And maybe other podcasts. I don't know. I can't vouch for what Mel Robbins is up to these days. Anyway, are you one of those weirdos who quote-unquote pays attention to things? If so, you'll remember the hosts of the show split up on separate quests. And this week, no other options presenting themselves. We'll check in on Chunt's quest. I'm gonna take a swing and say that Chunt does zero table setting up top. So I'll tell you now. The members of Chunt's team are Arnor the Warrior, Axelrod Remax, the real estate agent, and Broth Moonwalker, the basketball coach. Also, this is called Hello from the Magic Tavern. I was as surprised as anybody. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Can someone else take over the machete?
I've got it, Chunt.
Thank you, Arnor.
Feels right. Feels good. Oh, I yearn for my sword, Chunt.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Did you lose it in Pizza Hell, or...?
I lost it in life.
In life?
And I should be buried in my own grave.
That's right.
It was the one thing I asked for in my will. My sword would be buried in my grave. That way, I can be restored to all the memories I lost when passed through into Pizza Hell.
Yeah, we're kind of veering off to the right. Let's get...
Yes.
You gotta watch what you're doing with that thing. You almost thwacked my toe.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting a little carried away. I'll take it easy. Yeah, a little to the left.
Ooh. Actually, let's hold up and just take a quick water break. Here we go. Let's pass around.
I swear it's up here somewhere. We've been going in the right direction.
Axelrod, thank you so much. We trust you implicitly. I also just want to apologize again for following that toucan for a couple days. I thought he knew what he was doing.
You were following his nose.
He literally said, and I trusted it. And I'm sorry, I think this rainforest is full of trickery and mischievousness?
Mischief night.
Oh, Broth.
What?
I haven't even asked you. We've been out here for a while. Is Broth short for anything?
No.
Brothel?
No. And I kind of just wish people would take me as I am instead of trying to say that Broth is short for something larger that I should grow into or something.
Sorry about
broth
that.
Broth is just Broth. Is Chunt short for something?
Chunt hole? I mean, actually.
How is your Chunt hole?
Thank you for asking. Finally. Someone with manners. Both of them are doing good. North is solid. South is solid.
Hey.
And how about West and Saint?
One day. West and Saints. Oh, if I ever have two more holes, I'm going to name them that. Let me just pass the canteen around. When you have the canteen, speak truth to your holes. Just let us know how your holes are doing. Here you go. I'll pass it over to Bra.
For me, they're on fire. I got a sandwich from Quackdonald's, and they said they were going to put 2 squirts of magic sauce on it. Lo and behold, I opened that thing. There's 1 squirt of magic sauce. I say, well, I'm not going to go all the way back and complain to the Quackdonald's people. I eat it. It's dry as a bone. Ugh. Now my insides are all disgusting, and my hole's on fire. It didn't have enough moisture, you see? So this water's really going to help. So that's how my hole is doing.
Good, good. Quick tossel of your hair, you little champ. How old are you?
What?
Sorry, I can't tell if you're like 13 or like 48.
It is disturbing.
Wow, thank you. It must be all my rituals and performing. I'm in my 50s, but I have an incredible frog skin routine.
Wow. Yeah, it shows.
You look terrific.
Thank you. Okay. We'll I'm hogging the water.
Over
I'm passing
here to
it over.
Arnor?
Oh, yes. Well, Chunt, I haven't felt whole since the Buzzards of Skurr. And I don't want to talk about it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That
one
makes
of my
sense.
First memories to come back.
Oh, good. I'm glad that they're sort of flooding in.
Hey, I think I can clear the next 200 yards. Just give me 30 seconds.
Yeah, you have been a beast with that guy. That's now your sword. Arnor, you keep that machete.
Chunt.
Yeah.
Chunt. It's too...
Yeah.
Chunt.
What? Is there another bug on my back? Get
no, Chunt. It's too precious a gift.
Oh.
To give someone your sword, Chunt. Your sword is a part of you. It's an extension of your arm, which is an extension of your mind, which is an extension of your soul, Chunt.
Wow, I never thought about it like that. Any good weapon needs a name, so Arnor, why don't you do the honors?
Oh, I'll call this one Little Stick.
Yeah, because it's much shorter than your old sword.
Oh, yes. This one's like a little stick.
Yeah.
And there's something so foreboding when someone hears someone is coming with Little Stick. People will know to run.
Yes.
Yeah, if anytime someone's like, hey, that guy's got a little stick.
Run! Honey, hide the kids! He has a little stick!
Where I'm from, sometimes a name like that is ironic.
Oh!
And so maybe, perhaps, someone might hear Little Stick and think, ooh, big stick.
Yeah, like when you call the slowest dwarf, you know, Speedy.
Correct.
Speedy Tolly.
Yeah, Speedy Tolly.
Yeah.
Speedy Tolly, bald. No beard.
Yeah. Bald north, bald south.
Here I am being Are greedy you with the canteen.
Holes? Oh, sorry. Well,
yes, I would. Yeah, I want to hand you the canteen. I want to hear all about it.
Axel Rodrimax, bald north, bald south. There is one hole I've been wanting to discuss with someone. No one really understands my problems, but of course... You may know I work for the Coldwell Banker, one of the richest beings in Foon.
That's right.
And to access his riches, you must descend to the lowest point in the Coldwell. Well, the bubble has burst, and there's no way to get to his riches anymore. So that hole is not so great, and my life has fallen apart.
Oh,
my
no.
wife, Trulia, has been acquired by Zillow.
No.
Oh, no.
My greatest rival in the real estate world. And
murder him. Murder him.
Yeah, murder Zillow.
Look at me. Do you think I could murder a fly?
Zillow's a fly?
I'm a tiny little man.
Well.
It's ironically tiny?
No, actually tiny. I use my wits instead of my muscles and might. Arnor, perhaps you could murder Zillow and bring my wife back to me.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Another time, though. For now, we are headed to the temple, which I assure you has grand vistas. Even though we are tolerating these flies and biting bees, once we get through this thick underbrush, I assure you, you will love the view and the overflowing fountains.
That sounds majestic. Arnor, while you're adding, I see you're jotting in your little notebook, kill Zillow.
Yes, my to-do feats. These are feats to do.
Todo feats, yes.
Let's keep adding to the creatures that we've discovered in the rainforest. I know today's been a new day, and we've seen a whole new bevy of flora and fauna.
Oh, yes. Let me turn the pages in my journal.
Be sure to lead the list with blood flies.
Oh, yeah.
Blood flies, number one, with an arrow.
I didn't think they were still around, but they are.
This rainforest pathé has been chock-a-block full of little creatures. And I don't know why they put an E at the end of path.
Yes, pathé, to make it sound so fancy. It's a path. It's a path.
Hey, let's go to the rainforest pathé. I mean, it's just a path.
It's just a path.
I don't see how this path isn't out of business.
It does rain every 20 minutes on the dot.
Yes, a little long.
And there's a little show. I feel like the animals, is it me? Am I crazy? Have the animals been putting on a little show?
They sort of do the same exact thing every 20 minutes, don't they?
Yeah, I've seen a little ground chuck pop out of a hole, and it sings a little song and goes back in, and it's, like, so regular. It's, like, not impressive.
Yeah, add ground chuck.
Add ground chuck.
What else? The fire aunts.
The fire aunts, yes.
Oh, so critical.
Yes, and the water uncles.
I swear I saw a fire uncle, but maybe that was not. No? Did I not see one?
Maybe if you saw a fire aunt without her wine.
Oh, funny. Funny.
And Broth, I got to say, thank you so much for any time I say something just screaming funny. That feels so good.
You're the funniest guy I've ever met. My whole family are torturers.
What was it like growing up?
It was torture, if you can believe it.
And is that good for?
Well, for me, it's normal. You sleep on an anvil, you eat breakfast with a hammer, you gotta go to school on a rope. That's all normal for me.
It sounds like blacksmiths. It sounds like your family was blacksmiths.
Did they ever say they were torturers, or were they simply blacksmiths who didn't talk about what they did?
You know, I never got a clear explanation, but if it's called blacksmithing to beat up metal and be pissed off at it all day, then I guess it's blacksmithing, for sure. For me, it's torture.
Broth, if you don't mind, your mother, your father, throughout a regular day, describe what they might do, you know, to make money.
Yes.
So they would do a thing called soldering Damascus steel on large anvils, where they solder pieces of metal together to form one core that's very strong. Mm. And they would get it really soft and smooth it out. Mm. So loud, torturous, yes. So loud. It's so hot. You wouldn't believe how hot it was in there.
Broth, not to get hung up on it, when you said you would eat breakfast with a hammer, would it be like a bowl of cereal at the end of a plank and you'd whack the plank with the hammer, hoping to aim it into your mouth, or?
Oh, that's one of the ways you can eat breakfast with a hammer. It really depends on how big you are. So when I was little, breakfast is on the hammer. You got to eat your egg on a hammer. When I got bigger, there's a seesaw system where you hit the seesaw and try to make it go into your mouth.
Yeah.
When I got even bigger, you use a hammer as a spoon to eat all your noodles. Try to get that in your mouth. Use the end that has the two fingers on it to scoop out the noodles. Hope you don't prick your tongue. Yeah. When you get even bigger, you use two hammers, like what? Chopsticks to pick up your dumplings and put it in your mouth. So
that counts as a feat. That's extraordinary.
Thank you.
That's really a process.
Thank you. It's torturous.
It sounds it.
Hell on earth living with torturers.
Yes.
Arnor, your dad was a god?
Whoa.
Bruce the sky god. Yes.
How was breakfast from Bruce?
I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him in some time.
Oh, sorry.
Daddy's not around for breakfast.
I'm glad to be in this rainforest. I curse every tree I have to chop down because it exposes the sky, and it reminds me of my absent father. But blessed am I when I stand beneath the trees and the sky is blotted out, and I don't have to think about he who begat me and left me behind.
Yeah. Daddy's not around for breakfast.
That's right. Yes.
Okay,
in a
so ultimately, Daddy's not around for breakfast.
So I think what you're saying, it seems like what you're saying.
Yes.
In summation, Daddy's not around for breakfast.
Daddy's not around for breakfast. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But to earn his pride, I slew a Bornean bear.
Ooh.
And feast on that for breakfast for 2 weeks.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Bear pancakes, I assume, etc.
Yeah, yada, yada.
You can do a lot of things with bear, yeah. You
bear latkes. Bear taffy,
that kind of keeps, yeah.
Axelrod, what, I don't even know your sort of background. What was breakfast like at your place?
When I was married to my wife, Trulia, we would feast upon berries and the yogurt from a goat. But of course now, a pipe of tobacco and some black liquids.
Oh.
I keep it in my canteen from the cold well. A reminder of who I once was.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Everyone has such sad breakfast stories.
Oh, there's something in the bushes. Oh. I heard it as well.
Quick, everyone behind Arnor.
Come out, you bet, whether you be beast or fowl. Whether you be humanoid or dumanoid. Come out! I bear Little Stick, and I charge you by the end of Little Stick to show yourself.
Oh, it's a little poison fart frog.
Oh. Well, that can't hurt anybody.
Oh, hey, I heard you guys, and I was just, like, over here, hi.
Hi, do you have a breakfast story?
Yeah. I eat these fireflies, they're pretty great, and then my farts are they're pretty bright. You can see them from the sky and from the tops of the trees.
You could totally, sue someone for that. I went to Quackdonald's yesterday, and my farts are on fire because that burger was way too dry because I didn't get enough of the sauce on it. Well, yeah. The fart fry didn't hear it, so actually, it's actually okay.
Okay, but, that's part of, what I do, I do fart, and it does come out as fire. And it's
that's
just
your
like,
feature, not a bug.
That's what I'm about.
Okay, then I guess I take back the bid I sort of gave you to try to relate to you.
These farts, do they smell or are they just bright?
Axelrod.
It's a little personal. It's a fair question. They do reek. They are nasty. Okay, so.
Do we feel threatened by this frog? Do you want me to crush it? What do you want me to kill it?
Oh, please don't hurt me. I've got tadpoles.
What?
Tons of them. Oh, I'm about to be a dad for the first time.
Are they dependent on you in any way, or are they just... Are they?
Well,
do they need you?
I've never really thought about it. It's a huge... they're going to turn into other fart frogs, and then, I guess they're going to need some guidance about, how to hop around and to find stuff to eat that they can then fart out that'll be fire.
They don't figure that out by instinct.
This guy's having a breakdown.
Are you the kind of dad who's going to be around for breakfast for these tadpoles?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm all about it. Look, I don't want to bother you guys, but, you're in the eternal circle right now.
What?
No!
What's the eternal circle?
Where you are right now, if you keep walking, it's just a big circle. It looks different all the way around, but it's the same. I swear, you could get stuck in here.
Oh, geez. Wait, it seems like we are stuck in here.
Yes, we are stuck in here. We've been here for hours, hacking away at plants.
Shit. Yes, okay. Yes, I've cleared a full circle, and that's it.
Yeah, but did you notice behind you? They're back.
Wow.
Oh,
damn it. Well, let's take a quick break. Let me see if I can pause this audio equipment that Arnie lent me. We'll take a quick break and we'll figure this out. All right. We'll be right back. Okay. I think we figured it out.
When you get to that tree, turn right. It's not you're going to say, I can't. There's nothing there, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. Just,
you'll have to take a step, and then you'll see the vista.
Okay, sort of a leap of faith, if you will.
Huh?
Are you saying that because he's a frog? Because I feel like that's so mean.
I
call it
no,
a leap
no, no,
of
no.
Faith.
Oh my God, that is so... I am so sorry. I don't mean to... My friend Arnie, he's from another world, and anytime we're in a situation where, there's an invisible bridge and someone has to walk, out onto it, he always says, a leap of faith, or he always says, but in this language, Jehovah starts with a G, whatever it is. And he's always talking about Duckman. Do you know Duckman?
No.
I'm so scared of that guy, because guess what he eats?
Frogs.
Frogs?
Yes. We're going to need some religion when we get to the temple.
Yes, Frog, we are, apologies if that's not your name, I just assume it is, we are going to the Temple of Tanya the Tired. We have to get a blessing from her to use in a, I don't want to say what it's being used for, I don't know you terribly well.
Yeah, you already told me that. That's how I gave you the directions.
Sorry.
I mean, if you wanted to say it again, did you hit your head or something? Did you get bit?
I think just being in this circle is, I don't even know what time is anymore.
It's circle madness or something.
Yeah, that happens.
Circle madness happens.
Is your name really Frog? Is it?
No.
Oh.
What is it?
What's your name?
My name's Donnie.
Is that short for anything?
You have to
Donniel.
Donniel.
Okay, so in this case, it's true. But for most people, nothing is short for anything.
Yes, Donniel the Frog. We shall remember you. and treasure your guidance.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
That guy's pretty weird. Can I just say, like, the guy, the little guy in the robes? Weirdo.
Me? Or Axelrod?
I don't know his name. Yeah.
This guy?
Not you.
Not
You're
me.
Cool. Oh, I like you.
Hey. Oh, phew.
Funny.
All right. Thank you, Broth. Frog, I'm going to... let me... actually,
Daniel. Daniel.
Arnor, can you cut off this... Oh. Can you cut this reed?
Cut the reed?
Oh, thank you so much. Frogiel, shit, what is his?
Downhill.
Downhill.
Daniel.
This is your weapon. I present you with this sword. May it kill many a duck man. Please name your blade. Name your weapon.
I can't wait to show my children once they turn into frogs. Pretty weird, huh? They're like other creatures for a while, and then they become frogs.
I didn't want to tell you. I think that's disgusting.
I also think it's disgusting. This whole place makes me sick.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. You're covered in warts. But I didn't want to say anything.
I didn't want to say anything. You look so bad.
You should see my brother. He's like really bad.
Ooh.
Like really ugly?
I mean, like if you think what I look like is bad, he's terrible.
Ugh.
That's so hard to leave.
Actually, all this talk makes me... We're gonna say goodbye, and I've made a promise early in life that anytime I see a frog, I will give it a quick kiss, just in case. Mwah. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Nothing. Oh, shit. This has never happened before. I always kiss a frog just to check in case it was like a cursed...
He's melting.
Oh.
Is that what you were trying to check if it would melt because you're such a bad kisser?
Chunt, you put your mouth on a poisoned frog and it's melting.
Shit. Oh, so the poison's for them, not us. I just assumed.
Those four tadpoles.
It kills itself if it gets a bad kiss.
What will those tadpoles do without a father, Chunt?
Oh, my God, this is... I feel...
He was going to show them weaponry.
Oh, what have I done? I never in a million years would have thought poison meant they poisoned themselves.
Yes.
Why would Mother Nature do that? Arnor, add to your list.
Yes.
On our way back.
Uh-huh.
Scoop up these tadpoles, raise them. We all take two.
Yep.
Yeah.
Broth.
What?
We all take two.
But they go through a disgusting process.
Yes.
Shit.
Can you imagine? Think about for 2 seconds the in-between phase between tadpole and frog. Oh, I'm going to throw up I'm at McDonald's.
It's a confusing phase.
Ugh.
Junior high. Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yuck. Axelrod, why did Frogiel, he didn't seem to like you at all.
I was not paying attention. I was studying my map.
Smart, yeah. I was going to say.
Once we reach the temple, I must be familiar with the layout so that we might find our egress.
Smart. Okay, let's all get back in line behind Arnor.
Yes, he said to the tree, right? To that tree and just to the right.
Yes, and it's...
There's nothing here.
He said, it's gonna look like there's nothing there. You're gonna feel crazy for a long time trying to look for how to walk through this. But you have to do it anyway.
But there's nothing there. I think let's go back.
He said we're going to feel mentally crazy, but we have to do it anyway.
Psychological torture, I see.
Yes.
Exactly. He's like, I have to eat hammer breakfast. We just have to go through there.
It is exactly like hammer breakfast.
Yes. Every morning in your house was hammer time.
Yes.
Oh, to just think of... To think of that. Daddy is around for breakfast. What a beautiful memory. Okay, let's try it. Arnor,
okay.
On your go.
One.
Brave warrior, before you step forward, thank you for your bravery.
Oh. That's right. Let's all thank Arnor. Thank you, Arnor.
Thank you, Arnor.
My pleasure. Second only to murdering Zillow when we're all done. One,
yes.
Two, three.
Oh, we did it. Whoa. Where we thought there was no way to move ahead into Rainforest Pathé, it was just a bunch of leaves. It was an illusion.
Wow.
Wow, we made like a tree and we left.
We make like a tree and we left.
That's right. That's right.
We took a right.
Yes, we left by going right, just like a tree.
That is so funny, and it works in every way.
Yes.
We make like a tree and we left, but yes. We went right.
And yes. You know it's funny when Broth says it's funny, not
it's funny.
Funny. Yes.
Funny.
Yes. Yes.
If she laughs, she's being nice. If she says it's funny, that's sincere.
That's sincere.
Broth, at hammer time, was there any food that you were forbidden to eat?
Oh, yeah.
And your parents would say, hey, can't touch this.
That's funny.
Oh, Broth.
That's funny. It would be funnier if it weren't true.
Oh.
You can't touch mom and dad's chunky water. You can't touch that.
Oh, that's legit.
That's legit.
That's
they
too
don't
legit.
Want it.
It's yeah. too legit.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you
it's
can't
too
quit
legit,
that.
But it's so legit you don't want to stop or quit.
That's right. That's,
in a way.
That's too legit to stop it. Yes.
And guys, of course, we could do what we want to do, say what we want to say, but eventually we got to get to the Temple of Tanya the Tired.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course, when we retell the epic story of taking a left to get right out of the perfect circle or whatever, let's really make a meal out of it. Because I feel like we got out and I was like, whoa, an illusion. And everyone was like, totally. So maybe like upon retelling, let's really like make it seem like it was nuts.
I'm going to say there was flowers, a color no one had ever seen before.
That's
when
perfect.
We left.
I like
yeah.
it.
Like what kind of color? Let's just to kick the tires.
I'm going to say it's like sort of different from red, but it's like very, it's a really interesting version of red.
Perfect. That's
that
perfect.
You can't think of.
Interesting red. We'll call it interesting red.
So Chunt, you don't want us to say this was more of an extended casual walk?
Exactly. Well, we sort of got stuck in one circle and just went around and around and around until we almost ran out of rations.
Yeah, exactly. Because that makes us sound, you know, kind of stupid. So it's not a contest between me and the other boys. But, you know, Arnie always says everything is content and that content should be, you know, exciting, I guess, or whatever. So just we'll just have to sell, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep moving ahead. Looks like there's some vines we should swing on to cross this chasm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That was easy.
And that was super.
guys.
I had a great time doing that.
Yeah. I'm going to actually, hold on. Wee! And going back. Wee!
Actually, this is super fun.
Wee! Yahoo!
Yahoo! Wee!
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoa, with his feet.
Wee.
But guys, listen, hey, but when we talk about this,
yeah.
It wasn't fun, okay?
No.
I'm going to say the vines had a texture no one could even think about, that it was so incomprehensible as a texture. It scared us all to our core.
Yes.
I will not describe it as an unthreatening obstacle course.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I'll say I grabbed one of the vines and it was a snake and I fell and then you guys had to grab me or something. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep trudging ahead.
Oh, my boots. They're wet.
What are we stepping? Oh, ew.
Oh.
Oh, it's a very shallow puddle of water.
Oh, no.
Could we cross it?
Yes. Let's walk through.
Take your time.
I've made it to the other side.
Shit, me too.
It actually made my boots cleaner.
Yeah, it actually washed away a lot of the leeches. This is actually pretty good water. Fill up the canteen. But again, upon retelling, let's really make a meal out of it.
A breakfast? Like a hammer breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. God.
Yes.
Oh, look out. Yes. There's rodents of normal size.
Rodents.
Rons. We'll call those rons.
Shoo. Shoo.
There they go.
Got
there
out of here pretty go. Quick, actually.
Yeah. Oh, and they left behind a little candy bar. That's nice. Thank you.
Wow.
That?
Fucking believable.
One for each of us.
This has been almost a literal cakewalk. Look, the temple's right there.
It does seem to me that sort of that circle thing was the really fucked up thing, and then
that
everything else has been sort of like a minor inconvenience, maybe.
Yeah. Like when you like get scared of like doing something because it's so hard in the beginning, and then you're like, hold on, idiots do this. You just have to get through the first part.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's as if this goddess sort of like spent all of her budget on the circle that you could get lost in, and then was like, yeah. I guess I better, you know, I got about 10 gold pieces left, so maybe some vines and a puddle.
Yeah.
Maybe she's tired, you know?
Yeah, Tanya like, the Tired.
It's like she's tired.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought there was something else there.
I was, to be honest, searching, and I didn't find anything.
Oh, yes, that's smart. Let's search around, just in case. Obviously, we have about 40 days of food left. We're totally fine. But let's just search the area in case we need, you know, any sort. Let's just look for treasure or...
I found a sack of gold.
Nice.
Look at this.
Yes, I found a sack of gold.
Oh, there's a big old another sack behind it.
Okay. Oh, there's one sack for each of us. That's incredible.
That's incredible.
They have our names on it.
This is great.
This is sort of a ton of gold for me. Like, I know real estate agents are very rich, and we have access to untold fortunes. But because times are so tough, I could really use this. Oh, look, there's a jewel at the bottom of my bag of gold.
Oh, oh my God.
You have unlocked the genie of the jewel.
Okay, great.
I shall grant you 70 wishes.
70?
So 170 for each of us, or?
Look in your bags, each of you.
Wait a minute. Rub, rub, rub.
You have unlocked the genie of the jewel, part two.
Wow.
You have 70 wishes.
But not all of us could possibly have this at the bottom of our bags.
Hey, I have one too. Rub, rub, rub.
You have unlocked the genie of the jewel, part three. Three genie, three jewel.
Okay, but seriously.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Seriously, there's no way that Chunt's bag of gold also has a jewel in it.
Wait, how many wishes do I have?
You have 70 wishes.
Yes. Oh,
was that question a wish? You have 69 wishes.
Wait, why would that have been a wish?
Nice.
Why would asking a question have been a wish?
Is that question a wish? You have 69 wishes.
This is actually dangerous. Questions are wishes, or it's just really trying to get to sexy numbers.
Yeah, let's list all the sexy numbers.
Okay, well.
8 looks like a boob, like boobs standing up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? 7 looks like a bent wiener.
I guess 1 looks like a straight up wiener.
Right, unless it has that thing, and then it looks like bent wiener.
Sure. How about 11? 2 bent wieners.
Yeah.
Yes. 100 looks like a wiener with 2 balls stacked on top of each other.
Oh, yeah, like they were each removed for a surgery where they needed to be cleaned or something.
Hey, broth, you okay?
Yeah.
I was just hyper-specific.
Yeah, I'm just talking about various surgeries that anyone could have, not just me.
Do you wish to have normal testicles?
Wait, yes.
What?
Done. You have 68 wishes.
Can I wish for the same thing? I want to wish for the same thing.
Would you like their testicles or testicles befitting your body?
Could
hey,
I have
I'm going to tell you something. These feel awesome. I don't know what you want, but mine were all lined up in a row before, but now they're all part of a unit.
Arnor, just get what broth got.
And just so you know, you have 68 wishes because me asking you a question, clarifying, is one of your wishes.
That's crazy.
No. Also, if the genie asks a question, that counts against your wishes.
If you internalize the desire for the answer of the question, it's technically a sort of wish, yes.
Oh, God, he's right.
You have unlocked the genie of the jewel. You have 70 wishes.
Oh, sorry, guys, I rubbed one out here.
Okay, you rubbed one out.
Wow, the genie, I phrased that wrong. I rubbed the genie out.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you rephrased that. You rubbed the genie out. Okay. And it didn't, I thought it was going to be like, Genie 4 Tokyo Drift or something.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Genie 4 Tokyo Drift.
Perfect.
Wow.
Oh, I think I was just politely waiting for a lull to interject.
That's so nice.
Can I have testicles like broths?
Yeah, these are awesome.
Let me converse with broth's genie. What exactly did you do? So sort of rounded the bottom. Okay, can you draw a picture? Yeah, sort of this. And is this to size?
That looks like an 8.
Please don't peek at our notebooks.
Nope, sorry. Sorry.
You have 66 wishes left.
Ow. For peeking?
For peeking.
Well, I wanted to know. I wanted to see it. Oh, dang it.
You have 67. Sorry. We'll put it back.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's...
So sorry, unrelated to the wishes, I can't let this go. Could we go back to discussing sexy numbers? There's something about 5 where the top is sort of sharp, but the bottom is round.
Oh, yes.
I'm sort of into that.
It's like if you had a big butt and a manicure.
Oh.
That's what it is, yes.
Right?
A BBM.
A big butt and a manicure, yes.
A BBM.
And Axelrod, anytime I've asked to see a picture of your ex-wife, you always just draw a 5.
I guess I do, don't I?
Yeah.
She does look like a 5. I miss her so.
See, and I'd be careful saying your wife is a 5, because I feel like, for me, I immediately thought you meant she's kind of a 5 out of 10.
Is that the scale that they use where your torturers come from?
Yes,
you have 68 wishes.
What?
Oh, we shit. I guess, did Uncle I ask Dad? A question?
Were you asking to me? You have 66 wishes. No! And then you said, did I? And so that's 65 wishes.
I don't know how you keep track of all of this.
How many wishes does Chunt still have?
He now has 69, and we ask that you please keep track.
Okay.
Wait, is that a wish? Can I get one back because you asked me a question?
No, you have... How many wishes do you have? You tell me. Honor system.
Okay.
I want to say like 70. I think you have 70.
You have 70 wishes.
Awesome.
I'm on 65 because I asked how many Chunt had.
It's the honor system. Honor. Oh. I know you're an honorable warrior, but please, these are wishes. Yes. If there was ever a time for dishonor, it's now.
We don't know how tired this goddess is going to be. She might not be able to help us with anything. We need these wishes.
That's right. Oh, actually, you know what? Since we've kind of blazed through this rainforest path A, let's cross some stuff off our to-do list. Chunt Genie, whatever Genie for Tokyo Drift.
Where did he go?
Oh, could you...
64.
Shit. Could you please... what was the guy's name? The little guy.
Downhill?
No, not Downhill.
His name was Daniel. It's like Michael, but Daniel.
Can you bring Daniel, the dead frog, back to life?
Great wish.
Yes. You have 60 wishes.
How many?
60.
Kind of trailed off.
That's a sexy number.
Okay, so hopefully that frog's back alive. We'll just have to take the genies at their word. Has anyone seen... Wait, have we seen anything actually be granted? Check your balls.
Wait a minute.
Okay, just one. Yeah, check
it. Hold on a second, fellas. Humble lock. Okay. Puzzle
Ooh,
box.
Ooh, a chastity belt.
Yeah, puzzle box. Okay, I gotta get my ring and keys out. 1 second. Okay.
I think broth does come from torturers.
I would look at my own, but I can't see below my pecs.
Yeah, you got a real shelf there.
Remove this coil of chains and... Hey, wait a minute. My genitals look the same. It's wiener and then two independent, non-touching balls.
Hey, you said they felt great.
Yeah, it felt great, but it looks the same.
Maybe the wish the genie granted you was the confidence you needed all along.
Ah, this wizard of crap stuff. No way.
Honor, lower your britches and describe in detail your best memory of your testicles.
Well, I shall...
Oh, like a fun day they had?
like their make-a-wish, like...
There must have been a time when you could see them. Before you grew strong and mighty.
There was a time when I had them, before the buzzards of Skur took them from me.
What did they look like then?
Well, there was a time when they were just majestic. They were, you know, they were just majestic. They were just, you know, they were, you know, I don't like to describe my own. I don't, you know, it feels like bragging.
Pretend it's your
know?
Best friends.
Okay.
Yes, you're not discussing honor. You're discussing Barnor or something.
Yeah.
Okay. They were like two hard-boiled eggs having a wrestle.
So what? Twisted?
Oh, Why are you recoiling? You're all recoiling.
Sorry.
You called me to describe it, and now you're all recoiling.
Sorry.
I don't think the genie granted your wish either.
There was a time when they could sing. They could sing.
Your testicles could sing?
They could, and then they grew. They grew so much they burst away from me, turned sentient, and started their own group. They walked. They left me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Would we know? Would we know any of their songs?
Well, I don't know. If you ever run into them, I understand they're pretty good and they're really catching on, but it was a curse. It was a curse. In a nutshell, my testicles were restored and then they were cursed. They grew, they started singing, they left. It's just the tale as old as time.
Everyone's abandoning you, Arnor. First it's Daddy's not at breakfast, now it's Testy's not at breakfast.
Broth, I feel like you're the first person who's understood me in a very long time.
It's tragic, Arnor. I would say, instead of saying funny, I'd say sad.
Yeah, Testy's not your besties. That's brutal, buddy. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
It seems we've lost our way. The greed at the bottom of these bags of gold has led us to a false idol. these genies who cannot grant wishes, but just overpromise and underdeliver, when we should be going inside the temple to torture the goddess here to get what Chunt needs.
Ah, you have passed the test. We are placebo genies, meant to give you what you assume to be your deepest desires and turn you away from the temple with riches and wishes. Wait, did I say wishes twice?
You said riches.
You've got 69 good. Now.
Ah, I see what you did there. That's funny.
Funny.
Riches and wishes, but you have passed the test. Now, us four genies will make love to turn into a key to be used to enter the temple.
Okay, great. Do we get to watch this?
Yeah.
If you want.
Whoa. They're grabbing each other's little tails.
I did not expect the inversion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's taking off the other's pants with his teeth.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize they had pants on. They don't really have legs.
They've got nipple piercings.
Oh, I can't see a thing. I've turned around to give them a little privacy.
You should check this out.
You really should. When will you get another opportunity to watch four placebo genies go at it?
Man, there's like four top knots just going crazy, just going bonkers on this.
Bobble, bobble, bobble. It's like watching a sports paraphernalia.
It's moving so fast, I can't even tell what those sort of props are. Are they props?
Well, this is taking a bit longer than I thought it would take. Let's take another break, and when we come back, hopefully, these four genies have turned into a key. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm almost there. Yes, I'm almost there. Yes.
It's like edging for so long.
It is getting dark.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is rough.
Maybe this is another overpromise underdeliver. Maybe this is.
Yeah.
Is it possible that this is another trick? I mean, how many people say, watch me make love and I'll turn into a key?
Into a key.
Ah, you have passed the second test.
No.
Most people die. Turn to dust watching us for fuck forever. For that's what we do if you are not true of spirit and intent.
Oh my god, there's all these skeletons.
I was just going to say.
You're on the same wavelength, GD4 Tokyo Drift.
Can I get your number? No, Steve. Inappropriate. I don't think so. Can I have your number?
Absolutely. It's five.
Meaning your age? Hold on.
Did someone say five?
Hold on. That's not your age, right?
That's not my age. That's
great.
My number.
Yes, big butt with a manicure.
You know the form. You know my form.
You, the large man with the little stick.
Yes.
Are you sure you're not a genie? Because I'm kind of hearing now in my voice that I sound a bit like you.
Well, I've never thought about it before. My father was Bruce the Sky God, my mother, Queen Titania of the Northeast. But I suppose in my lineage there could be a genie or two.
E goddesses. Bruce the Sky God. Hey, listen. We meant no offense pulling these tests on you. You can do whatever you want, man. Please don't tell your dad on us.
I'll show you mercy, if only you'll give us the key to the temple.
Here is the key. You have 60... Nope. We're past that. Sorry.
To force a habit.
I was just going to say.
We're on the same wavelength, Genie 3.
You and I are here.
Yeah.
You want to get three Genie 3... fuckiest? I'm sorry.
Wait, what is the question?
I didn't understand the question either.
Do I want to get...
three Genie 3... fuck something?
Three
I haven't hit on anyone in 1,800 years. Apologies.
Well, get a little book
or
something.
Are you hitting on Broth right now?
No.
Yeah, you are.
You were. It happens. Don't worry. It's happening
yes.
all the time. But I guess just like get a book or something. You know, have you
That's
read
funny.
Yeah, well, that's not even a joke. Yeah,
oh, I thought we were on the... I thought you were going to say I also say that, but...
This
you know what? We're
going
to... Well, yeah. We're going to head out.
It's fizzled, and I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, we're going to head out.
All right, later.
Actually, we live here. If you guys could go.
We'll head out.
Well,
here's your bags.
Thank you.
The key, please. The key.
Oh, yes, here is the key.
Yes. Behold.
Whoa.
The key to the temple of Tanya the Tired.
Wow, shaped like a pillow.
And there's a little Ambien on it.
I underestimated you, Arnor. I always saw you as a towering, muscly warrior man with no wits, just dim as a moonrise.
I didn't know you thought any of this. Thought any of this until just now, where it sounds like you're going to tell me you don't still think it.
All I could see was the greed, how we could use these wishes to fulfill our wildest desires, and you saw right through it, Arnor. You truly are a great warrior.
Thank you.
That's it. There's no ulterior motive here. I've just been changed by seeing your act of heroism.
Oh, well, Axelrod, it will be a privilege to murder Zillow for you.
I await the day.
Shall we now ascend the steps to this temple and use this key?
The key with the Ambien and the pillow, it does look a little viscous. Is that what's going on there? I mean...
It is. Well, it is, yes. But I just assumed that was so that it... Well, I assumed it had a purpose, but now I'm realizing it might not.
It does have sort of a patina.
Yes.
I'll be perfectly honest. I am not going to go in the temple.
Excuse me?
Broth, no.
I heard you guys were walking to the temple. I needed some grub after my horrible time at Quack Donald's. I'm actually going to see an accident lawyer that lives nearby named Tommy Pickles. I'm going to sue Quack Donald's for my dry burger. But I really appreciated the company and the grub and the kind words. And it's been really nice being companions with you guys on this journey.
Same, Broth, same. Hey, if you ever need anything, please don't hesitate to call upon the three of us. I feel like we formed a real genuine bond here.
Broth, you have been a dear companion on this casual perambulation.
Thank you.
Broth, I don't know how we would have gotten through that non-deep puddle and those very short vines that we sort of used to go over, I don't know, a little gully. That was nice.
It was. And as a testament to you guys, when I tell this story to my friends, I'm going to say all of you were really awful. Aww. All of our obstacles were awful.
Yeah.
It was torturous as my family. And it's a wonder we made it out alive.
Thank you so much, Broth.
No problem. Sorry. Hey. It's just what happens when there's not enough sauce on your burger. You get a dry throat.
Yeah. And hey, you can lock your testicles back up.
Really? You guys would be okay with that?
I'd be okay with it. Yeah, I'd be okay personally, yes.
I want to get consent.
I'll offer up a counter argument. You know, we're out here in the middle of nowhere. If you feel like you want to let them dangle, go ahead.
Okay, so if it's not a yes, it's a no. So I'm going to leave them out because Axelrod did not say he wanted me to lock them up.
Live your truth.
Thank you. I'm going to the accident lawyer, as is.
Farewell, friend. I trust it will be a short and complicated less journey.
I agree.
Whoa!
No!
Whoa! What the fuck? A big tentacle just reached out and yanked them backwards.
Oh, yes. I did read about this on the map. There is a tentacled beast that will feast upon the non-believer.
No! Stand back!
Arnor's doing it.
Give me back my friend.
He's doing it.
Broth is the only one who can see my sorrow. Broth is the only one who saw my missing dad. Broth is the only one who really understood my pain.
Quickly, take Broth's two hammers that fell out of their belt or whatever the shit it was.
Yeah, what was that? Was it like a belt or like a holster? What would that be called?
Whatever it is, pretend it's breakfast time and save Broth.
Daddy's home for breakfast, Arnor. Daddy's home for breakfast.
Daddy's home for breakfast.
Daddy's home for breakfast, and he's feasting on a giant squid. Yeah!
Oh, my goddesses, that was incredible. That was the most epic fight I've ever been witness to. Arnor, yeah. That was unbelievable.
Arnor, you saved me and you re-moistened my palate. for that.
Yeah, some got my mouth too.
Thank
some of the squid got my mouth.
Thank you for all the moisture, Arnor. For that, I want to give you my tactical chastity belt.
That's what it's called.
It contains both tactical gear as well as chastity items.
Buzzards shall nary dine on your testes.
Exactly.
Roth, a person's tactical chastity belt is an extension of their groin, which is an extension of their mind, which is an extension of their soul. This is a noble gift. Thank you, Broth.
Thank you.
You were saying tactical, right?
Did I say tactical or testicle?
Tactical testicle chastity belt. Tactical testicle chastity belt.
Tactical testicle chastity belt.
It is difficult to say.
Farewell, friend.
Bye.
Goddess's speed.
Linus's sister was Lucy Van Pelt, Tactical Testicle Chastity Belt. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Arnor the Warrior was played by Blaine Swen. Blaine is the creator and director of Tennessee What Happens, the improvised Tennessee Williams play that's created before your eyes. Check out their newest show, Cat on a Hot Tin, Give Us an Object, previewing in Skokie before heading towards... Wait, all of that is wrong. Blaine Swen is the creator and director of the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Check out ImproviseShakespeare.com to see when they're performing near you. Axelrod Remax, the real estate agent, was played by Mark McConville from Super Ego. The Super Ego podcast somehow turns 20 years old this year. And to celebrate, the crew is back together to bring you new podcast episodes, a Forgotten Classics reinterpretation of the novel Vanity Fair, some live Super Ego shows, and possibly more, no promises. Follow at GoSuperEgo on Instagram or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for all things Super Ego in the coming year. Broth Moonwalker was played by Rekha Shankar. You can still help to back Rekha's first feature film via RekhaMovie.com. They're currently in post-production, aiming to do some pickup shoots, and can use all the support they can get. Also, Waleed Mansour and Rekha host a character podcast called We're Dead, where they interview the who's who of the afterlife. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show and voting on the March Magic Brackets, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. See you here next week with Arnie's team. Meisner taught acting that's honestly felt. Tactical testicle chastity belt.
Oh, are you going this way? So am I. Are you... Oh.
This is so awkward. I definitely feel you weren't going this way until I started going this way.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. You go ahead. Hey, favorite animal on 3. 1, 2, 3. All Log. Animals.
Okay. So, yeah, we don't have
We're
the same...
We're totally on the same page.
We're not on the same page.
Okay.
I'm gonna do this gracefully. I think you're... disgusting.